This is Sex Science Saturday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. The case that the Supreme Court heard on Wednesday, dealing with the challenge to the Affordable Care Act that requires employers to cover birth control for their female employees, is actually kind of a remarkable case. It's remarkable in that we're dealing with the issue of someone who has a religious faith being able to force that religious view on their employees, but it is also remarkable because of the bad science that's involved. The challenge comes from the nuns, the Little Sisters of the Poor, but it's actually all being funded by anti-abortion interests. And of course, as nuns, they oppose birth control. That's fine. Most of the time, they don't need it. But what they believe is that birth control and abortion are the same thing. And that's really the core of the argument. They believe they shouldn't be required to facilitate abortion in any way, and to them, birth control is just another form of abortion. Which takes us even further. Now, in the Hobby Lobby case, the argument was made that, you know, the morning after pill was a form of abortion. And the conservatives on the Supreme Court went along with that, even though that was profoundly bad science. The birth control pill works by preventing the sperm from fertilizing the egg. And even with emergency contraception, it still prevents conception. That's why you have to do it up to 72 hours after sex, because you've got a very small window there. But remember, this isn't about these nuns. They're really just pawns. They're tools in this case. And I don't mean tools in an insulting way. It is typical for an organization that has an agenda and wants to get it before the Supreme Court to shop around and try to find someone that they can put in front who has standing so that they can go to court. In this case, we had Americans United for Life, the anti-abortion group, and they filed an amicus brief to the Supreme Court on behalf of something known as the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. Now, that sounds like a professional medical group, but it is actually an anti-abortion, anti-a-lot-of-things advocacy group. It is not a medical organization. They've only got about 3,000 members, and they hold extremist views. For example, they make the claim that life begins at fertilization, which is not a scientific concept, and they believe that contraception prevents a fertilized egg from implanting in the uterus, which is not a scientific concept. But they go further. They have said that HIV does not cause AIDS, and they've claimed that it's evil for physicians to participate in Medicare and Medicaid. They are a pseudoscience group, not a medical group. And that is what is behind this case. Not just bad science, but completely made-up science that is way outside the mainstream of what we understand medically. But it looks like, according to most expert court watchers, that half of the Supreme Court is going to do something remarkable. They're going to rule that a religious belief, even if it is not medically or scientifically sound, can overrule public health policy. That's remarkable. And if that's the case, as expected, that's going to become, well, not the law of the land, because it's a 4-4 decision, but it will become law of part of the land, a law where one person's religious ideas supersede actual science and get forced on other people who don't share those religious views. And that's a very bad day for America, and a very, very bad day for science. This is a bit of a shocker that comes out of England. Now, in this country, PrEP, which is pre-exposure prophylaxis, which is a drug that you take to keep you from getting HIV if you do not have it. PrEP has been very successful here in the United States. The studies have shown that it works remarkably well, that in almost all cases, you take PrEP, you're not going to get HIV. You think that would be an important thing, especially in a country that does have nationalized medicine. The National Health Services, NHS, in England did an 18-month consideration period of PrEP, and decided, much to the shock of people in England who were expecting a different outcome, they decided that they would not fund Truvada, which is the best known of the PrEP drugs. And the reason was that NHS England is not responsible for commissioning HIV prevention services. That is a bizarre statement, because they do pay if you have HIV. So you would think that something that is absolutely effective at preventing HIV would be something that they would want to put into the mix. It was clearly a political decision, not a scientific one. Here's what the Terence Higgins Trust had to say. They're the largest HIV/AIDS charity in Britain. They said, "By denying full availability of PrEP, we are failing those who are at risk of HIV. Today's decision by NHS England to depart with due process and instead offer a tokenistic nod to what has the potential to revolutionize HIV prevention in the UK is shameful." The claim by NHS that more testing was required is also contrary to the mountain of scientific research that we have that shows that PrEP works, that it's effective. The United States, Canada, Kenya, Israel, France, they're all having enormous success using PrEP. The data is there. This decision that flies in the face of scientific knowledge will actually lead to thousands of gay men contracting HIV who didn't need to. So it turns out that the 18-month study, quite a long study, was simply a delaying tactic, and now they're delaying even further. This was a huge shock, because virtually all of the HIV charities and the AIDS charities in the UK were expecting that this would lead to a national rollout of the drug. Instead, they'll get another limited study with it going out to just 500 gay men over 2 years, and then they'll reassess. Everyone involved in the prevention and treatment of HIV is stunned at this decision, and no one can seem to explain why they would make a decision that so dramatically flies in the face of everything we know medically and scientifically about the effectiveness of PrEP.